Miracles by C.S. Lewis. This book bears a dedication to Cecil and Daphne Harwood. Among the hills a meteorite lies huge, and moss has overgrown, and wind and rain with touches light made soft the contours of the stone. Thus easily can earth digest a cinder of sidereal fire, and make her translunary guest the native of an English shire. Nor is it strange these wanderers find in her lap their fitting place, for every particle that's hers came at the first from outer space. All that is earth has once been sky, down from the sun of old she came, or from some star that travelled by too close to his entangling flame. Hence, if belated drops yet fall from heaven, on these her plastic power still works as once it worked on all the glad rush of the golden shower. C.S.L. Reprinted by permission of Time and Tide. 1. The scope of this book. Those who wish to succeed must ask the right preliminary questions. Aristotle, Metaphysics 2, 3, 1. In all my life, I have met only one person who claims to have seen a ghost. And the interesting thing about the story is that that person disbelieved in the immortal soul before she saw the ghost, and still disbelieves after seeing it. She says that what she saw must have been an illusion or a trick of the nerves, and obviously she may be right. Seeing is not believing. For this reason, the question whether miracles occur can never be answered simply by experience. Every event which might claim to be a miracle is, in the last resort, something presented to our senses, something seen, heard, touched, smelled, or tasted.